today, today.
WMFO Medford at 11:03 in the morning. Mike on the mic here, along with Mark on the mic, saying goodbye. But first, let me tell you what I played. And God, that was a classic to me anyway, from 1987. That was Face of Day by the Angels. I was just going nuts in here. I had the headphones and stuff so loud, it was just crazy loud in here. But anyway, classic, the Angels, Face of Day. Before that, Mike Costa, you brought this in last time you were here, I think, from 1970, Stephen Stills' record, Old Times, Good Times. That's Mr. Stills featuring Jimi Hendrix. Crazy. Pink Floyd, just before that, from 1978's Animals CD. There was Pigs on the Wing. And the new noise for that set was the Magpie Salute Live, brand new. That was a Pink Floyd cover there. It was Fearless. All right. Hey, you know, it's 11:04. I'm a little bit over time. So thank you for listening. I will be here again on New Year's Day. I think 3 to 5 is when I'll be here. But right now, it's Something About the Women with our friend Kirsten. Hello, Kirsten.
Good morning. Rocking out here with Mike and Mark. Yeah. I really enjoyed that song. That might be my new Monday morning song.
Oh, it's such
that was a great song.
It's a great song.
I like
that
a lot.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Tell me again who that was.
The Angels.
The Angels.
1987. Face the Day.
Face them, but I don't want to face the day.
I know. Not when it's this
cold.
Nobody
does right now.
So you were saying it's not so horribly cold out right now?
No, there's no wind. And so Mark's kind of pissing and moaning here about not going for a hike.
Hey,
and I'm calling
and
you on that.
Pissing and moaning is my middle name. And guess what? I think I am going to go for a little walk right now.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah,
the snow is really crunchy.
I don't think I'll enjoy it, but I'm going to do it.
It's not slippery. If you have a warm coat, and I'm sure you have a warm coat.
Coat?
I actually brought my Speedo. Is that a big mistake?
Shots and t-shirts today. Shots.
Shots. Well, shots of scotch, maybe. Oh, I already did that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to stay in the nice warm studio, and I'm going to spin some tunes instead.
Sounds great.
Okay, so stay tuned for Something About the Women. You're here till 1 p.m. You're starting off with Paula and the Pontiacs, correct?
Yes, we're going to Louisiana, where it is a little bit warmer. So Paula and the Pontiacs, here we are.
Okay, stick around for Something About the Women, everybody. Bye. Thanks
see
for listening.
You.
Make me feel like singing, like life is just a song. You make me feel like singing. You know I know this can't be wrong. When I'm sad or I'm blue, just the thought of you makes me feel brand new. You make me feel like singing. You make me feel like singing. Although it's pouring rain outside, you make me feel like singing. It's a feeling I just can't hide. No, this inspiration that's so new, and it's all because of you. You make me feel like singing. Like singing.
This is Kirsten sitting in the chair for Something About the Women, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is. Today, I am going to be playing 2 hours of music from Louisiana, and that was Paula and the Pontiacs. Really, she was the inspiration behind this whole show. A friend of mine from the neighborhood, who is her brother, Andy, had mentioned to me at one point, you might be interested in my sister's music, being a DJ for Something About the Women. I clearly was, and I also am a big fan of Louisiana-style music, Cajun Zydeco, but also modern stuff that is coming out of there as well. Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review I've played a lot in the past. So we will be hearing more of Paula and the Pontiacs. This is an album called 17, and it is kind of a... compilation of songs, is that the right term, from her different CDs. So there are, I'll tell you which CD each of these songs come from. That first song was You Make Me Feel Like Singing. I thought that was really an upbeat, good way to start this show. And that is from her CD 30 by 90. So we will be hearing more of her, and then in the meantime, we are going on to some more traditional style Louisiana music with the Magnolia Sisters.
Thank you.
carnival's for.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay, so we're starting out that first set going deep into Louisiana. Some of the first families of Louisiana music are on that set. I started out with the Magnolia Sisters. That was Les Flammes d'Enfer. I'm sure that I'm going to butcher everything I say, although I do know that that is the Flames of Fire. So I do like playing songs that I actually know what the title is. That is a traditional Cajun song that is covered by many people, but that was the Magnolia Sisters version of that. Following that was Christine Balfa from the famous Balfa family. Her father, Dewey Balfa, her uncles, Will, Rodney, and Burke are all known musicians. And then she and her sister continue to carry on the family banner. So I started out with Christine doing the Bayou Teche two-step, and that was on triangle. She plays triangle, and this is from a CD that is completely triangle. And so I morphed into, I'm looking up, it's just called Plays the Triangle. So I think that's pretty amazing. Then I morphed into a song with her playing triangle in the background, if you could hear her continuing to play, and that was from Balfa Toujours, La Vase a Grandpère. I don't know what a vase is, but I know what a grandpère is. So something with a grandfather. Then we ended that set with Charmaine Neville. Again, another famous name in Louisiana music, Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And for anyone listening from Louisiana, we do have a huge following here of Louisiana music in the Northeast. Johnny D's, which unfortunately closed last year, hosted many of the Louisiana musicians that would come up this way for either our Mardi Gras ball or for Rhythm and Roots. We do have a Mardi Gras ball that's in Rhode Island, and I think you will find it amusing to know that we do have to wear our long underwear. I remember one year I got out of the car and I stepped on an ice patch, and I ended up getting really cold on my way in. But we do have a lot of fun at our Mardi Gras ball and Rhythm and Roots. In the background, we have Cheryl Cormier doing an instrumental, Cheryl's Shuffle. And with that, we will be going back into some more of Paula and the Pontiacs. And at the next break, I will talk a little bit more about what they are about. So here we go with Harmonica Girl.
A soul full of blues, and there ain't nothing else in there. I'm the harmonica girl. Oh, I'm the harmonica girl. I'm the harmonica girl. Hey, man, you gotta let me through. Yeah, let me through. to do. All my life I've been living this dream to make music that fills the air. So that's what I tell my man when there's anything to declare. I'm a harmonica girl. the time's a deal. Little girls doing something to a beat, a clicking their fingers and a moving their feet. They ain't got a lot of nice clothes to wear, but they got a lot of ribbons in their hair. Another block in the city of Seoul, where the second line of his are out of control. Finding every day something to do, hoping the welfare check will come through. Big old holes out in the street. The kids are dancing to some beat. It ain't springtime and winter's near, but we'll care for God, the time's a deal. And slow. That's how I know. One of these days, baby. are stacked against you, the chances are real slim. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. It's hard to make a win. Every gambler will tell you the truth about the odds. You can't win if you don't play. They ain't talking about cards. You got to play to win. You got to play to win. If you don't play, you got to play to win. Now you know it's true, the map of life can take a funny spin. But there ain't nothing you can't do if you don't play to win. If you stay put, don't go nowhere, and you just give in. You can't ever change tomorrow if you don't. If you don't play, you got to play to win. NASCAR racing down to Mexico, fat track kid getting ready to go. I asked him, what did he foresee? He said, I'm gonna win it, take laps for me. Yeah, I'm gonna play it, race it like I can. I can't win if I don't race now, don't you understand? I'm gonna race. If you don't play, you got to play to win. So when your mind is dwindling down to a precious few bucks, listen to the gambler who tells about the all. You can't win if you don't play. He ain't talking about cards. You got to play to win. You got to play to win. You got to play. Play, you can't win if you don't play. You can't win if you don't play. You got to play.
Okay, well, that set really focused on Paula and the Pontiacs, and I'll tell you a little bit about her and then go back and tell you what I played. Paula comes from a very musical family. Her parents actually were not professional musicians, but they loved music and the arts, and she is one of four. Her three brothers are also very talented musicians. Her brother Andy is a classically trained pianist and is local here in the Boston area. Her brother Bobby is a flutist and lives in France. And then her third brother, Nelson, is a saxophonist and also a flutist. I'm not sure where he's located, but it could be New York or it could be Colorado, where they all come from. I'm not sure. But Paula began her musical studies on clarinet and switched to saxophone. One of her muses is Charlie Parker. That's amazing. And she also relates to rockers like Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. And so in that set, I included one of her inspirations, Big Maple. And Paula is really just an amazing and friendly person, and we were texting back and forth. And then the next thing you know, I told her that my cat's name was Maybelle, and we were texting each other cat pictures, which was really fun. So in that set, I started with Paula and the Pontiac singing Harmonica Girl, and I am playing these songs off of 17, and said they are 17 songs from her other CDs, kind of pulled together. And so Harmonica Girl is from 30 by 90. I tried to pick some from different CDs, so they aren't all from 30 by 90, but the first one was, and Harmonica Girl is from 30 by 90. After that was Big Maybelle, which is also the name of my cat, Maybelle, and Big Maybelle singing So Good to Be My Baby from the collection 1952 to 1956. After that, Paula was back on air with Wear Care Forgot from Cadillac Love. Then Irma Thomas, Time Is On My Side. I really love that song, and I do play that album, and I don't mean a CD, I mean an album. Live, simply the best. It's a Rounder Records publication. Then we ended with Paula and the Pontiacs, Play to Win from Louisiana Bride. I realized as I was putting this show together, I kept spelling Louisiana incorrectly because I feel like there should be more S's and N's, and there are too many vowels and not enough consonants. I don't know, Mississippi took all the consonants or something. Now we have in the background Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds with Vivant Chez Michaud. I don't know what that means, but I really like their instrumental music. We're going to go into some of my heroes now, including Marcia Ball. I did hear Marcia Ball play recently at Bull Run, and long, tall Marcia Ball, so we will hear what she has to play.
Yeah. I can get a witness. There ain't no doubt at all. But you
This is Kirsten.